Members of Indiana Task Force 1 are currently in the Florida Panhandle to assist with storm relief effort. The team will focus on water rescue. Some members recently returned from the Carolinas, where they assisted with Hurricane Florence recovery efforts. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Task Force 1 spokesperson Michael Pruitt about the mission and team.
Now, the team was dispatched to North Carolina just last month to aid in the emergency effort in the wake of Hurricane Florence. That was a quick turnaround.
It is. It's something that we kind of expect to do this time of year because we know this is hurricane season. So, yes, half of the team that is deployed to the Gulf Coast right now also went on Florence. So they understand that that's the commitment they have to make to this team, that there's always that chance you'll have to turn around and go right back out the door again. And I think that they're always prepared to do that. So it's not a shocker. Families are always a big concern back home to make sure they're taken care of when we send our team members out for a lengthy period of time. But we have a good support system back here at home to address any issues that families might have while their family member is gone on deployment.
Tell us about the members of this group. Who are they?
So Indiana Task Force 1 is made up of firefighters, police officers, and we do have civilian members of the team from across the state of Indiana. Our civilians are made up of, we have physicians that are members of the team, we have canine handlers that are members of the team, and then our police and fire individuals fill our rescue positions, our planning positions, hazmat. So everybody has a place to fit in on the team that comes and is interested in being part of the team, but specifically the bulk of the team is made up of police and fire from across the state.
Indiana Task Force 1 has been at the forefront of many disasters over the years. Can you share some of those experiences?
Yeah, you know, the team has had multiple hurricane responses. We responded to tornadoes, probably the most significant run that the team is known to have responded to was the September 11th incident in New York City. We still have a handful of members on the team that responded to New York City on 9/11, but we've had quite a bit of turnover since then. Individuals have gone on to retire, and so now the bulk of our responses have been to natural disasters such as hurricanes.
Now, is there any deactivation process that members have to go through when they get back home?
So when individuals come home, and I'll talk a little bit about the Hurricane Florence situation, where the very first incident that we dealt with was a tree that fell on a family of three, taking the lives of the mother and the child. Our rescuers worked for about 3 hours with Wilmington Fire Department to get the mother and the child out. And so when you have incidents like that that happen when we return home, we have people available to help deal with tough situations like that if the rescuers need that. But most of the time, we deal with emergencies here at home. And so when we go on the road to respond to a natural or man-made disaster, it's kind of the same situation. You know, we're used to dealing with these types of things. So if we do recognize that there maybe is a debriefing type process that needs to happen when they come home, then we take care of them.
And if someone wants to help Indiana Task Force 1 or become involved, how can they do that?
Indiana Task Force 1 from the public safety side, if you have to be a member of a public safety agency within the state of Indiana. On the civilian side, we have physicians on the team. The canine handlers in many cases have their own search and rescue canines that they apply, and the canines in many cases are already trained. We have structural engineers who are on the team, and those folks are utilized to assess damaged structures when we go into the field. So those are some of the civilian positions we have on the team.
Well, thank you.